If you find yourself craving that perfect icy cold cola or some ginger ale or maybe a frappuccino, should you be able to crack open a can or a bottle of that when you want, even if you know, well, it's not too good for you? The University of Michigan Hospitals and Health Center say maybe not. So beginning today, you will no longer be able to indulge that sweet tooth. They will become one of the first in Michigan to stop selling all sugar-sweetened beverages with the goal of giving us a none-too-subtle nudge over to healthier drinks. We wanted to take a closer look at this sugar crackdown. Teresa Hanmarkey is a registered dietitian, and she's the internship director for dietetics at U of M. I asked Teresa to give us a scope of what's on the no-no list.
Sugar-sweetened beverages. So those would include your regular soda, your energy drinks, and anything else of a beverage containing sugar per se.
And what is allowed?
And that is a variety of milks, 100% fruit juice, waters, whether they be a little bit of carbonated water or naturally fruit-sweetened waters, and coffee, tea, of course, and lastly, calorie-free soft drinks will remain on the healthy beverage program.
So you can get a Diet Coke, but not a regular one. And when it comes down to it, we all know too much sugar isn't good for you, but how bad is it really? Teresa, why has the U of M adopted this ban on sugary drinks?
Because sugary sweetened beverages are a source of, quote, empty calories. They don't provide any other nutritional things such as vitamins, minerals, or other items we might find in food naturally. So,
but I guess in terms of numbers, if I guzzle down my large cola, what am I getting in terms of sugar? And
well, at least about 10 teaspoons of sugar in a large Coke. And that's, you know, without even thinking about it.
I did see a quote from the UMHHC chief operating officer saying the health system is committed to providing health options for our community. Is this, though, really providing options? Because isn't it just saying, nope, you don't even get to make the choice. We aren't going to make that available.
Well, staff and faculty and, again, other employees of the health system, no one's going to be there to police whether we decide to bring those beverages from home.
Okay.
And those can be consumed on site.
All right. So let's say I'm a patient at the hospital. I for whatever reason, really, really want a ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to get one or do I have to get one with the artificial sweetening?
No, absolutely, Cindy. You'll be able to have that beverage provided for you on your tray. So there is an exception made to our policy, accounting for, again, those instances where patients very, very well might desire that. And so the policy does allow for that exception.
It does allow. So patients are not necessarily being told, no, you can't have that.
Correct.
I do have to wonder when we talked about the, for example, the Diet Coke, Diet Pops that would be available. Mm-hmm. Aren't there concerns about that fake sweetening in that as well?
There are questions, and those questions remain unanswered. So if you look at the literature on artificial sweeteners, you have literature that raises concerns about artificial sweeteners being linked to other side effects. But yet there's research that also supports that there is no harm in regards to consuming artificial sweeteners or in whether it be food or in beverage and having ill effects.
Where there's no question about the sugar and the effects that it's having on our health that way.
Well, certainly the overconsumption of sugar-sweetened beverages and its link to certain diseases.
This certainly kind of echoes the headlines being made in New York City, where Mayor Bloomberg's been trying to impose at least a limit on the size of the sugary drinks in the Big Apple. He's already been smacked down twice by the courts, but he's still fighting it. He's taking this to the New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals. And critics are saying all of that is government overreaching into people's lives. And you must have heard some of that about this, too. Keep your nose out of my business. What I want to drink is what I want to drink.
I did. Yeah. And just informally asking some of my coworkers and whether this is a reach. In other words, is the health system imposing a policy in terms of my own personal choice?
Sure.
But rather, I think also as a health institution and one that plays a prominent role in our community, we have a responsibility to educate and to be the role model for our community in regards to what we think is health policy and healthier choices that we can make.
Set the example. You know, I saw an interesting big story in the New York Times that showed across the country the sales of pop or soda mm-hmm. are slipping and bottled water sales are rising. And they're predicting actually that sales of bottled water could top those of these fizzy soft drinks by 2020 and maybe sooner. So is it your sense that Americans are getting the message about
it is. I think so. And we've certainly seen that in our public schools, which has the majority of public schools have retained some vending. But in one sense, they were ahead of the health system, particularly in Ann Arbor, actually, for example, where the contents of the vending machine switched over to only waters and 100% fruit juices a few years ago as compared to this policy being implemented this year.
Aren't fruit juices a pretty big dose of sugar as well?
It can be, but those are what we consider those naturally found sugars. And so, again, there's a difference between fruit drinks and fruit juices. So what's being provided for sale or, again, on patient trays in the health system will be 100% fruit juices. And in regards to volume, rarely do you see fruit 100% fruit juice in packages of 12 ounce or the big gulp 64 ounce,
True.
But rather the largest serving size we provide will be about one cup.
Which would be
equivalent to about 100 calories and, yeah.
Now, here's a question that I'm sure is being asked around campus. Are there expectations that the sugary drinks ban will go elsewhere on campus beyond the hospitals and health centers?
I'm sure it's being discussed. Not in my circles,
yes.
But at this point in time, the policy only holds to the health system campus.
Teresa Hanmarkey is a registered dietitian, and she's the internship director for dietetics at the University of Michigan.